Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Unpacking Fun.
It was a beautiful morning on Aue Island. A beam of sunlight shone through the edges of the curtain in Callie's bedroom, waking up the sleeping little girl. With a yawn, Callie opened her eyes and stretched. She smiled. Callie liked mornings, especially bright, sunny mornings. But this morning, Callie felt just a little bit confused. Where was she? Everything felt a little different. From her position in bed, she looked around the dimly lit room and saw big cardboard boxes everywhere. Then she remembered she was in her new house. That's right. Yesterday, she and her family had moved into their new house on Aue Island, and she had met a little girl named Honora. Callie jumped out of bed, excited. Now she was remembering everything. Yesterday, the movers had brought in all the furniture and all the boxes from her old house and put them into her new house. But now, it was up to Callie and her family to unpack all the boxes and put everything away in its proper place in the new house. Callie opened her bedroom door and sped down the hall to the kitchen, where she could hear her parents talking. "Good morning, Callie," they said as she entered the kitchen. "You're up early," said June, Callie's dad. "Yes," said Callie enthusiastically. "The sun woke me up. I can't believe we're in our new house on Aue Island. When can we start unpacking?" Her mom, Haley, laughed. "We can start as soon as we have breakfast. Have a seat. We have to eat off paper plates for now. But soon, everything will be unpacked and we can use real plates again." Then Haley said to Callie's dad, "I'll start unpacking in here, June. And you're going to assemble furniture in the living room, right?" "Yes," said June. "And maybe Callie can help you in here?" "Yes," Callie said enthusiastically. "That'll be fun." "Good girl," said Dad with a smile. The three ate their breakfast, chatting about where they were going to put everything. When they were finished eating, June went to the living room and Haley said, "Now, Callie, I am going to use some sharp box cutters to open these boxes. Box cutters are very, very sharp, so I need to do it carefully. Please stand back." Callie stood far back, watching wide-eyed, as her mom sliced open the tape on each of the boxes. Zip, zip, zip. When all the boxes were opened up, Haley said, "Okay, let's start with the boxes of dishes first. I'd like you to unwrap each of the items, okay? Take out each dish, unwrap it carefully, and put it on the table. Then I will put the dish away on the shelves, okay? Please fold the wrapping paper and put it in a neat pile on the floor. As soon as the first box is empty, you can start putting the folded wrapping paper in the empty box." "Okay," said Callie. One by one, Callie took the plates out of the first box. She carefully unwrapped each one, setting each plate on the table in piles according to size. At first, she stopped after each plate and folded the piece of wrapping paper the plate had been wrapped in. But after a while, she realized this took a long time. So then, she just started throwing the papers into a huge pile on the floor. This was much faster. Soon, she had finished the first whole box of dishes and then started unwrapping cups from the next box. One by one, Callie unwrapped each cup and placed it on the table. Then she gleefully tossed the paper onto the ever-growing pile on the floor. Soon she was done with that box too. It was all her mom could do to to put the dishes away fast enough. In fact, her mom was so focused on putting things away that she didn't notice the big pile of packing paper on the floor. And then Dad called from the other room. "Haley, honey," he called out. "Would you please come help me with something?" "Coming," Haley called back. "Callie, honey, just keep unwrapping, okay?" But before she left the room, Haley turned around and saw the huge pile of packing paper on the floor next to Callie. "Callie," she said, "what's all that on the floor?" "I thought I said to fold the paper and put it in the empty box." "Oh, I know, Mom, but it's faster this way. Don't worry, I'm going to fold everything later, I promise." "Okay," laughed Haley. "You can do it that way if you want, as long as everything gets folded eventually, okay?" "Oh, yes, Mom," said Callie. Haley nodded and hurried out of the room. Callie heard her parents banging with a hammer as they worked on pieces of furniture. So Callie kept unwrapping the items from the boxes. Next was a big box of pots and pans. Callie quickly unpacked them all. The last box held the stone pots, called dulset, that Dad used for making jjigae. Delicious, boiling hot stews that Callie loved. The dulset bowls were very heavy, so Callie unwrapped them very carefully. This box also held the jars that Dad and Grandma used to make kimchi a couple times a year. But now the kitchen table was full of dishes and pots and pans, so Callie put the jars on the kitchen counter. It was a good thing that this was the last box. There was no more room anywhere that Callie could reach. Callie looked around the room, satisfied by all her work. But wow, what a big mess she had made. There was packing paper all over the kitchen floor. Callie sighed. Now it was time to fold all that paper like her mother told her to do. But first, she had an idea. Those papers looked really fun to play in. Callie got on her knees and crawled into the pile of paper, hiding herself under the huge mound. Oh yes, this was fun. It was a little like playing in a big pile of leaves in the autumn. Callie hid in the paper for a few minutes, giggling to herself. Then she heard her parents come into the kitchen, and she went very quiet. She would play a little game with them. "Callie, where are you, honey?" said Haley. "Where did she go?" asked June. "You weren't gone long, and I didn't see her come out of the kitchen." Now Callie couldn't stop herself from giggling, and her parents looked over at the pile of paper. "Oh," said June, "I think I know where our Callie is." "Under the papers she didn't fold," laughed Haley. Laughing, Callie crawled out from under the paper. "There she is," said June. "Yes, there you are," said Haley. "Callie, honey, you did a great job unpacking. But now it's time for you to pick up all that paper, okay?" "Oh yes, Mom," said Callie, giving both her parents a big hug. Then Callie picked up all the paper, folding each piece and putting it away in the empty boxes. Soon, the kitchen was clean again and Mom gave her a snack. "Now, Callie, you're looking pretty tired," said Haley. "Thank you for helping me so much, but I think it's time for a nap. You've been working really hard this morning." "Yes, Mom," said Callie with a yawn. Oh, "I am kind of sleepy, but can I help you unpack more after my nap?" "Of course, honey, I would appreciate that," her mom replied. Callie went to her bedroom and got into bed. Mom tucked her in and gave her a kiss and left the room. Callie stretched into her soft pillow. She felt tired, but proud of all her work. And she thought of everything she had to be thankful for. She felt thankful for her soft, cozy bed. She felt thankful for her beautiful new house on Awe Island. Most of all, she felt thankful for her wonderful parents. Callie gave herself a big hug. Then she took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Her eyes closed. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Smiled. Then finally, Callie took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And she fell asleep, dreaming of what her bedroom would look like when all the boxes were unpacked. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.